ようこみわショーへようこそ。
Jason Crane here with Yoko again, and we thought we'd take a little break from detailing the history of Yoko's life to talk about the present day. One of the things that Yoko does besides perform is teach. And Yoko, you recently had a pretty exciting change to your teaching life at Berkeley. Will you tell us about that?
Sure. So recently in the piano department, two full-time positions opened up. So, you know, everybody got that news and a lot of people were interested in that positions, of course. And I was one of them. And I was like, okay, why not? I should apply.
And we should say, just for anybody who doesn't know, that you already teach at Berkeley.
Oh, yes, yes. From 2011. And I was, you know, as a part-time assistant professor. And I've been teaching actually a lot, 17 hours a week. And all I do is teach, you know, play piano lessons every 3 days a week. And, you know, 18 hours a week is a full-time job. And I know 1 hour different, but, you know, completely different story. So I thought I'll be competing with other part-time people in the piano department at the Berkeley. So that would be like 20 people or something, you know. And I had no idea. But like a week later, we heard from chairman. She announced, okay, so, you know, this decision we need more time to make a decision because 181 people applied for this job.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I know, we're like, wow. Okay. So we found out this is the first time the piano department, they searched all from internationally all over the world. And so that's why, you know, 181 people applied from all over the world. I didn't know that. So I was like, oh, forget about it. Forget. I'm not going to get it. It's okay. You know, then a couple of weeks later, I got email. I'm the one of the finalists, five people. I'm one of the five finalists. I was really surprised to hear that, but I was really honored to know, you know, be one of the finalists. And I was already happy. I called my mom and I told her, like, you know, I'm in the finalists.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, you know, even I don't get it, it's fine. I'm happy. And she said, yes, of course. That's wonderful news. And then I found out I have to do like a 1 hour private lesson teaching piano to the girl I never met. Basically, she was taking lesson with each finalist, you know, 1 hour lesson, and they videotape and the lesson, and the committee people will watch it later, and she can tell the committee people how she, you know, felt with each finalist when she took a lesson and stuff.
What was that like for you teaching that lesson, knowing you were being videotaped and you had this one chance?
I try not to care the video, it's there, you know, because the chairman told me, you know, you will get used to it, just don't worry about it, oh, you'll be fine. I tried to remember that. It's like, okay, just don't worry, I do my best. I was a little nervous, of course, you know, I felt kind of awkward in teaching in front of camera, but it was okay. And after that, we had the lunch hour, all committee people, five, six people. And we had lunch together.
Were these faculty at Berkeley?
Yes. Okay. Mostly the piano chairman and the vice chairman and other people from the other department, the chairmen's from the other department. And the woman, one woman from in charge of hiring people.
Gotcha.
For Berkeley. So you know, kind of intense meeting and have lunch, but not really. I didn't have any lunch. A lot of questions. So, you know, so what is your goal? What would you like to do if you get a full-time job? Are you gonna write a book? You know, so how can you manage being a full-time and being a performer? You know, that kind of questions. I said, don't worry, I can do it. And after that, I had to do 1 hour presentation in front of this committee people. That was really nerve-wracking to me.
What did you have to talk about?
Anything. That was your own choice topic. So I thought about what I'm going to do. I decided to talk about how to improvise using some transcriptions, you know, because I use a lot of transcriptions when I, you know, I used to do a lot, especially, you know, like just partially. A lot of students, they memorize and then they play like an entire transcription of Bill Evans or Oscar Peterson, whatever, you know, for the test.
Which we know from previous episodes of this podcast, you also did in the very beginning, right?
When
you,
yes, that's right. That's right. But I was, right, I memorized by year, right? And I used to write down a lot too. Yes, I did that. And then, but I realized more and more just memorizing and then playing like a 10 pages or, you know, 5 pages, whatever, doesn't really help when you really improvising unless you take out really small parts, like even one tiny phrase, and then you have to experiment with like so many different ways to, you know, you have to use it in a different way. I cannot explain it on Skype right now, but I have to demonstrate, you know. So there's a way you can use tiny, like a phrase for practicing, and then eventually you will be using the phrase when you're improvising, even you don't realize, you know, when did I get the phrase, you know, but you have to keep doing that kind of exercise. So I have a lot of good ideas doing that.
So that sounds like it's less about copying any one thing than it is about kind of integrating the idea behind that phrase into the person's own playing. Right.
So, you know, take a transpose into 12 keys, you know, little one little phrase, like 12 keys. Then like, so you have to use over and over and over when you soloing, you know, over the song, whatever you're practicing. So it's really good exercise, and I still do. And I always tell my students to do that kind of exercise. But I wanted to share the idea with, you know, the committee people. I wanted to, you know, explain what I teach, you know, mostly something like that. So they were very interested what I was talking about, and they liked my presentation. So I had a good feeling, but I didn't know until. So still, they took 2 weeks to tell me the result after that.
That's the worst.
I know.
Exactly. Nothing is, even getting a no, I think, is easier than waiting.
Exactly. I went to piano department and I asked so many times, can you just tell me I didn't get it? And I'm fine. I just want to know. And the end, they tell me, the chairman called me and she said, you got it. I was like, oh, wow. You know, that was really amazing moment.
That's great.
I was really happy. Yes. So other, actually the two positions, right? So one is me. The other person is from Berkeley Piano Department too. So I thought it's very interesting. They searched all over, you know, like a nationally, but the end, they picked two people from piano department at the
Berkeley. Although in a way, I guess that that makes sense. I mean, they were clearly already happy with you because they wouldn't have continued to employ you otherwise. So, I mean, it seems like they already knew this is somebody we like.
Exactly. Yeah, it's easier for them too. Yeah.
Sure.
They know our history too. So.
Do you know, are positions like this rare? Is that why 181 people applied for these two jobs?
Right. One of my colleagues told me it's pretty rare because he's been teaching there longer than me. So I asked him once, how often does this happen? He said, not much. It's pretty rare. Basically, somebody has to die. That's what I hear.
Right.
Oh, I was like, what? You know, because we teach, I mean, a lot of people teach there for a long time.
Yeah.
Until, you know, whenever you want to retire, so you can teach as long as you want to.
And so, you're young, so it's going to be years and years before this job comes open. So, sorry to all those people who want to teach piano out there, but Yoko's a young professor. So,
I guess. Yes, but my room is beautiful room. Used to be Ray Santisi, you know, he's the one passed away this year, unfortunately. So he's taking over his room. He's the one taught there many, many, many years since Berkeley started.
Yeah, so, he's kind of a legend. I mean, legend. Even I know who he is, and okay, yes, I never went to Berkeley.
So. Yes, okay. So his room, I'm very honored to be teaching in his room, which where I was taking lesson. I took a lesson with him my second semester in that room.
You know, that's great.
I never ever thought I would be teaching in that room at Berkeley. So it's like unbelievable, you know, amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Feeling.
Well, congratulations to you, Yoko.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
And there's another cool education-related thing that you're involved with. And in fact, if I've got my calendar right, begins tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Or at least you're traveling tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Oh, yes, I'm going tomorrow, but the workshop is on Thursday. So, right. Wednesday. I'm leaving Wednesday, but the workshop is Thursday. So I'm going to Florida. Should I explain it?
Sure. I hope so. If you just say I'm going to Florida, it's not that interesting a story, really.
So I got contacted by Jazz at Lincoln Center, and they bring the band to Florida to do basically a workshop for teens. And actually, the Jazz at Lincoln Center, they asked me if I want to be part of the group playing piano for, you know, workshop. I was like, wow, amazing. There's a huge conference going on in Florida. It's the National Urban League Conference. And so all the presidential candidates are there, and, you know, something, a lot of thing going on, like
sure,
whole week or something like that. So this workshop thing is one part of it. So like a teaching for teens. So we play, we'll perform for the National Urban League's Youth Summit. And we perform music and use the performance to teach teens about leadership. And,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, trust, something. So it'll be fun.
Are any of the other band members people that you know or that we might know?
Right. I never met any of them. So the drummer, there's a drummer, the bass and saxophone and vocalist. They're coming from all over the place, like New York City, Indianapolis, Toronto, Tampa.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So, you know, we never met. We never played together. So we will meet tomorrow night at the hotel, and then we do rehearsal in the morning on Thursday. So then doing the workshop afternoon. So.
And do you know how Jazz at Lincoln Center thought of you? Do you know why they contacted you in particular?
No, they just contacted me. So.
Well, that's great. I'm a big fan of random things, so that's wonderful.
That's the theme of my story, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly. And then this happened, and nobody knows why. The Yoko Miwa story. Oh, that's great. Well, that sounds like a lot of exciting things are happening in your life. That's really wonderful.
Yes, that's definitely. Also, maybe I can mention one thing.
It's your show. You can mention as many things as you want.
Okay. So I've been playing at one of the restaurants in Boston, Central Square. It's called Sharonia's Monkfish. They are opening up the other side. He's expanding the restaurant, you know. So other side is going to be like a jazz club. So he wants to have music every weekend, something like that. And he wants me to pick piano for the room.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, we've been, you know, going to a piano shop and playing Steinway and Yamaha and one of, you know, these, like Yamaha or Steinway, we're trying to decide. But
wow.
Very exciting, very exciting. It should open the end of summer or something like that.
Oh, that's great. And yeah. Is Thelonious Monkfish in Boston or Cambridge, or where is it?
It's Cambridge.
In Cambridge, okay.
Central Square.
Oh, Central Square. You already said that. That's
in the center of Central Square. It's an amazing location.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So that's one of the exciting news, too.
Well, that's really cool.
Yes.
Well, as we always do, we're going to end this show with a song of yours. So do you want to tell us what you've chosen this time?
Sure. Let's see. Roll with My Baby. This is, I learned this song from Rachel. He was singing and then playing piano. Just sounds like Nat King Cole. I love his version. He's, you know, playing this song. Roll with My Baby from Act Naturally from JVC. Actually, this album, Act Naturally, wasn't available in US at all. But finally, just recently, they decided to make it available on iTunes in US. So you can download now.
Yay. Oh, that's great. So folks, if you go to iTunes and search for Yoko Miwa, you can find Act Naturally there.
Yes.
And it's now available. That's awesome.
Yeah, or my website, yokomiwa.com.
Never heard of it.
Really? Check it out.
Well, we'll hear that song. And Yoko, as always, it's great to talk to you. And talk to you next month here on the show.
Thank you so much, Jason.